Having good intentions towards people is one of the most beautiful and important things in life, but sometimes our good intentions have the worst possible result. In this video, I'll be sharing tips on how you can make your good intentions have the best result. My name is Fawn Peter, and right here on this channel, I share tips and lessons I have used to make my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. Good intentions go a long way in making our relationships and our lives better. However, we need to be able to know how to navigate these good intentions to have the best result rather than having the exact opposite that we're going for. Here are some tips you could use to have the most effective and positive results possible of your good intentions. Number one, actually have good intentions. Now, this sounds very funny. What I mean by this is sometimes some people think they have good intentions because what they're about to do is a good thing, but really deep down at the bottom, at the root, at the why, and the real intention of why they are doing that act or deed, it's a selfish reason, it's a selfish intention, it's a bad intention. Sometimes we do things that look beautiful, things that are good, but with the intention to embarrass a person, with the intention to make a person feel bad, with the intention to have a result that is not necessarily good. So the first step is to make sure you actually have good intentions, because when you try to communicate and express them, if you really don't have good intentions, chances are the people you're talking to or relating to will know or will sense, or even if they don't outright know, at some point it just may come to light. Number two, express them properly, express them well, communicate them well. Now, if you have a communication problem, it's okay to say directly and tell the person that, look, I'm trying to say one thing, but I may do a bad job. So in case it comes out wrong, this is really what I mean. Some people tend to say things in different ways, in the wrong ways, so you really mean something good, but you end up communicating the wrong thing, maybe by your actions, by your words, or lack thereof, or different things. So you need to learn and teach yourself to communicate properly. If I want to make you feel happy today by doing a certain thing, and I do that thing, and maybe I do it the wrong way, or it comes off the wrong way, or I use the wrong tools, or use the wrong words while I'm doing it, and it ends up making you feel bad, it's important that I at least tell you that, oh, this is what I want to do. Communicate your intentions. Sometimes I find that it's better to just come out straight. If you're not sure of the situation, if you're not sure of how you sound, it's okay to come out straight and say, hey, I want to make you feel happy today, and so I'm going to do this. It's that simple. Even if it goes the wrong way, the person knows you had good intentions towards him or her, and he'll be more receptive towards you. He'll be more willing to understand, more willing to accommodate, more willing to forgive your shortcomings. So learn to express them well. There are different ways to express your intentions. You could use words, you could use gifts, you could use different ways, different methods. If you have good intentions but you can't show them or nobody sees it out there, it's almost worthless because it's only valuable to you. You know what you want to do, but the person on the receiving end has no idea that you have good intentions. For instance, if you have someone you try to protect, to help, to guide, and you do that all the time, but maybe you do it in the wrong ways, or you do it in a way that rubs off the wrong way, even though it may not be the wrong way to you, that person may feel like you're trying to control him or her, as opposed to the fact that you're actually trying to help, to guide, to protect, to teach the person. So there's a discrepancy in your actual intention and the result of your actions. But I find that when you say directly, if you come out straight and tell the person that, look, I want to help you, I want to help guide you, I like to protect you, I want to be there for you, to help teach you and to grow, that person is more prone to understanding that these are your intentions, your intentions are good. And if you're doing it the wrong way, then that person will point out, oh, I know this is what you're trying to do, but it's rubbing off the wrong way. You should probably not do it this way or do it in another way. And voila, everyone's happy. You learn from that, you do it the way that works with the person, and you actually have the positive results you were going for. So learn to communicate your intentions properly, the right way. And again, I've said this 5 times or more already, sometimes saying it directly helps best. I know that with parent-children relationship, this can be a very big problem. And yes, you don't expect children to understand you all the time, and you don't expect your parents to understand you all the time. But sometimes I find that if your parents should come out straight and tell you that I'm not allowing you to do this because of these reasons, and give you a little bit of a choice in it, it actually helps. It makes the child want to, you know, follow your guidance. And sometimes when you don't take things to the extreme and you help out a child, but give a child, you know, his or her own level of responsibility, of independence, it makes the child appreciate, and the child is prone to even understanding you more. So make sure that the method in which you use to express and communicate your good intentions are working. Make sure that they communicate them clearly and not communicate the opposite thing you were going for. Number three, confirm the reception of your intentions. Confirm the reception of whatever it is you're doing. Confirm the reception of what you're thinking, what you're going for. Like I said, sometimes you have good intentions, but it rubs off the wrong way. People take it the wrong way. People have the wrong perception, and you have the worst possible result. So after everything is said and done, and you have the result, maybe you're sure they're positive, maybe you're sure they're negative, or maybe you're not quite sure. It's okay to ask the person to confirm if what you were going for is actually what has been gotten. Sometimes it's okay to ask the person, hey, did you like what I did? Are you okay with this? Are you okay with the way I did this? Are you okay with the way I went about this? Are you okay with things? And if the person says, yes, I am, then you've succeeded. Your good intentions amounted to good result. So it's okay to make sure and to confirm the reception of that thing you were going for. Another benefit of this is the moment you try to confirm, you realize that, oh, maybe I didn't do things the right way, or there's a problem somewhere, or there's a discrepancy somewhere, and you can find a solution. And that's the point where you can now make your good intentions known again and make another effort to achieve what you were going for in the first place. It's just like evaluation, progress report. You have to have that in everything. So it's important to check the process, the progress of what you're doing. Check the results of what you're doing. If you see that it's visibly negative results, then you go at it again. If you see it's positive results, you confirm from that person and just make sure that the person has the results that you intended. I hope these few reasons have been able to help you to understand that having good intentions is not just everything you need to learn, that it's just half of the equation and there's another half. If you have any other reasons or any other ways to go about making your good intentions known, please let me know in the comment section. Meanwhile, if you like this video, there's more like it, you can hit the subscribe button for more. Also, hit the notification button to be the first to know when a new video is up every week. For more similar content from me, check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, on Google and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you next week.